Sustainability is about considering the future as we go about everyday life. So, what challenges do young people face today? Hello and welcome to the Future Voices Sustainability Series. My name is Remy Norton and I'm a final year Charles Sturt student studying a Bachelor of Communication, specialising in news and media. I recently had the pleasure of working with Charles Sturt academics and students from Bathurst High Schools to unpack the United Nations Sustainability Development Goals to highlight localised issues of youth interest and concern. I am the producer of the first four episodes of this podcast series that have been written and recorded by senior students from both campuses of Denison College. Denison students came together for a day of production in the new Charles Sturt Communication Precinct, where they learned how to plan and record their own podcast episodes. Students spoke to special guests and industry experts to gain a better understanding of their chosen issues and look forward to sharing some of these ideas with their community.
Welcome to Success, Making It or Breaking It. Here today, we have Bella,
Jack,
Paddy,
and Liam.
And later, we'll be joined by Greg Orr. Today, we'll be discussing good health and well-being, quality education, and how we describe success.
To start us off, I'd just like to know, what do we all think success is?
So, Bella, success for me is the really traditional kind of values and ideals of success, right? And that's being a high-income earner, receiving a good ATAR, going to uni, and being school captain. And that's what success for me. But I know a lot of people who don't care for the popularity or the good marks, and they're just happy living. And I do really respect that. And I think that can be successful in its own right. But I feel like, especially in the high school environment, it's instilled into us that getting an ATAR is how we become a good student. Getting good marks is how we become a good student. And if we're not receiving those marks and we're not getting that ATAR, then we're not really going to go anywhere in life.
All right. So to start us off, I'd like to know, what do we all think the societal definition of success?
On a personal note, I honestly reckon by being a successful person, it takes a bit to be where you are. Like, it doesn't really matter like who you are. It doesn't matter how good you are, like maths or English. It doesn't matter like how bad you are, like sport. It's all about, if it keeps you happy, then I reckon that's what it matters.
Yeah, of course. But then there's also, I feel, the societal expectation of going through tertiary education, finishing year 12, getting an ATAR, getting a good ATAR. Yeah, doing well in those traditional areas of going on to being a lawyer or a doctor or doing something in finance. Society places such a large value on those vocations, and that if you're not employed in one of those areas, then you're not classified as successful.
Yeah, I agree. I think success is really found in those objective kind of areas. So based on our rankings and our income and our ATAR and those like hard facts, the numbers, I think there's a lot of stress put on those things. And so if you haven't attained that ATAR, that's one less place where you can be found successful.
I think the issue with our perceived definition of success is that it doesn't take into account the balance between our schoolwork and our home life. And I think that when we are setting goals for our future life, when we are in our final years of high school, when we're trying to see where our life will take us, it should not be based on a career. We shouldn't be saying, when I grow up, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a doctor. It should be placed in, when I grow up, I want to have a family. When I grow up, I want to go traveling. I want to have time for the things that I love. I want to keep doing sport. I want to have time to watch movies and read books and know what's going on in the world rather than just spend all my time at work. I think that's really important.
Yeah, 100%. Going back to the measures of success, I think it's so easy for us humans to compare ourselves to others. And with the quantitative data, such as your ATAR results or your income, like, they are so easy to compare to other people that it's easy to say you're more successful than others just based off those stats without taking into account all the qualitative data and all the outside things that affect that.
Yeah, I think that's kind of built into us from a young age. I know that all the way from year 7, at the end of the year, we have our presentation days and we find out who ranked the top 10 in the year, and that builds a very competitive nature around school and the idea of
competing against others rather than competing against yourself.
Yeah, and especially with scalings, like if that's not comparing yourself to others, I don't know what is.
And joining us today is education expert Greg Hall. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Greg Hall, and I've had a long, long time in education. Spent 25 years as a high school teacher in various parts of New South Wales. I did my undergraduate degree in one of Charles Sturt's predecessors down in Wagga Wagga, and I'm currently the part-time course director for a Bachelor of Educational Studies, which articulates into a Masters of Teaching for people that want to move into teaching, particularly in my case, primary education.
Okay, Greg, so we have a couple of questions to ask you. The first one, how do you define schooling a success?
So that's a really interesting question. At the end of a long, long career in education, I suppose my ideas have evolved over time. And I think schooling success is something that leads you into a career you're happy in. I know it's an old cliche, but there is one around that says that your job is something that isn't work, that you're happy to go to every day. And so schooling success can take lots of different forms. Traditional schooling maybe isn't for everybody. I think that's something we should all think about.
Yeah, cool. So expanding on that, do you think tertiary education leads to success?
Yeah, it does, but not always. You can go and do a degree and hate it. You can go and do an economics degree and find out that it's not for you. My sister-in-law did an accountancy degree, went and worked for a bank for about 6 months and hated it, and she's never worked in finance since. And so, if your field requires you to go to university to get that qualification, then yes, if it's aligned with your interests. When we were talking earlier on, I mentioned my eldest son, who's now a dentist. If you had have asked him when he did year 12, was he going to end up in that field? I doubt that he would have said yes. So, what's a guarantee of success? I'm going to go right back to the beginning. What keeps you happy? And so, you will find people out there who are university trained, sometimes highly university trained, who aren't happy. They may be successful in their career, but what's success in your career if you don't have happiness within yourself?
Alrighty, guys. After that very interesting discussion, it is time for our first game show segment, Higher or Lower.
All right, our guest is Abigail Daniels. Abby, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm a Year 12 student at Bathurst High Campus, and I want to study sports and exercise science in university.
Awesome. All right, Abby, your question is, what do you think the average ATAR is?
Ooh, an 80?
Lower.
70.
Correct. Good job, ooh, Abby. I have a question for you. Why was your initial guess an 80 ATAR?
I think my thought was just that the ATAR can go up to 100, and so an 80 just feels like a pretty good mid-ground.
We have Emily joining us today. Emily, tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm a Year 12 student at Bathurst High.
What is the minimum ATAR requirement for communications at UTS?
75?
Higher.
85?
Higher.
80?
Higher.
Wait, I went down.
You went down.
Sorry, 90.
Higher.
96?
Whoa.
Oh. 94?
Whoa.
92?
Yeah, correct. Why was your starting guess so low?
Because I didn't think that communications would need such a high ATAR.
Yeah, well, we were all very surprised about the answer was 92. We were all very so surprised about it as well.
Remember, guys, success is not based on numerical values. It's about balance and happiness. Thank you for joining us on Success, Making It or Breaking It. Tune in next week. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you at the top.
Thank you for tuning in to the Future Voices Sustainability series. Make sure to stay connected and listen out for our next episode as students continue to explore and discuss youth-nominated topics. A heartfelt thank you goes out to senior high school participants, visiting teaching staff, Charles Sturt lecturers, and all special guests for their invaluable contribution in bringing this podcast to life. A special acknowledgement to Sustainability at Charles Sturt, who supported this work through a sustainability project grant. You can find out more about this inspired work happening across our university in the annual Charles Sturt Sustainability Development Goals Report.